He still can score, but he's not yet willing to soar. Michael Jordan played his first professional basketball game in more than 3 years last night. He and his team, the Washington Wizards, lost to the Detroit Pistons 95-85 in a preseason game. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It may be appropriate that Michael Jordan resumed his basketball career in an arena called the Palace, because the moment he stepped onto the court, he was cheered like royalty by a sellout crowd of more than 22,000. Forget that this was Detroit, a true nemesis for Jordan when he was a Chicago Bull. A number of diehard Piston fans, like Wendy Pallon, were happy to see number 23 back.
Sometimes, though, I don't know who we're rooting for, Jordan or the Pistons.
I want to be like Mike!
For some fans, there was clearly no question. They held signs high welcoming Jordan's return. Prince Hawthorne had brought two old Jordan signs he had made in 1990.
I kept them this long, I knew Jordan was coming back.
The crowd was gasping with excitement as Jordan swooped into the lane, smacking a Pistons jump shot to the side just a few seconds into the game. After missing a three-pointer, he then quickly went on to score the first 2 points of the game. Norman Chapman said even though Jordan was the oldest player on the court at 38, that didn't seem to make much difference.
I don't think he lost a step. He looks bigger. Like he bulked up a little bit. The shot is still there. I think after a few games, he'll get back into the swing of things.
And when Jordan caught the perfect alley-oop pass from teammate Courtney Alexander, everyone thought they knew what was coming. But instead of a dunk, it was a layup. There was no tongue hanging out, no leaps to the backboard, and Jordan, who scored 8 points during the game, played less than 20 minutes.
I don't know why he's sitting down. And I'm like, what is this?
Nisreen Fakhouri wasn't the only one who wanted to see Jordan play more minutes. The crowd chanted, "We want Jordan," but to no avail. Jordan sat on the bench as fans snapped pictures and called out his name. After the game, Detroit's coach, Rick Carlisle, said he thought Jordan's debut had lived up to its billing. Jordan said he still has lots of work to do, but he was pleased with his effort.
Well, I kind of surprised myself. I thought that I was okay. I felt like I still got room for improvement in terms of my wind. My legs are coming back. So I'm on schedule.
Jordan says it will take some time for him to adjust. The Wizards open their regular season against the New York Knicks at the end of the month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Detroit.